Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, has their fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weather Peak. But did you know they sell other automotive products as well? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, just go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. It's the way that tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Up America, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. Getting ready for a great Thanksgiving. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcast live every day from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. You know, I think sometimes... And this is my own. I was sitting in my house the other day, and I think I'm gonna probably have that thing tonight as well, which is perspective, you know. And so really, and this is like kind of a cheesy. I've kind of become cheeseball dad guy. I should probably, Jay Stu. We have a segment on the podcast which will drop right after the show. Okay, so if you listen to the Doug Gottlieb Show or listen in podcast form, it actually delivers first. But at 2 o'clock on the West Coast, 5 o'clock on the East Coast. It's live. It's called In the Bonus. It's a podcast. It's just it's raw organic radio. It's sports radio, but no commercial breaks, no nothing. Just me yakking and us having some fun. So we do a segment called You're Annoying. I sometimes have caught myself being annoying because I'm like telling stories, and you know, I went to the Oklahoma State football game, and I took a team full of basketball players, and afterwards I grabbed them and I taught them the kind of couple lessons. It's always a lesson and a takeaway. Like, I've become that annoying dad guy. Like, what am I doing? Anyway, I do think, though, that one of the things we can do as adults is give our kids perspective. You know, like, I mean, I took a group, a team, you know, to Oklahoma and whatever, and what was supposed to be a two-day tournament ended up being 6 games in 7 hours, and we ended up winning the championship. But they were obviously exhausted. And they were like, man, we want to play tomorrow. Like, hey, perspective. We got nothing to do tomorrow. We can have some fun. We won. And now we go to a football game, and we're all together. We're having a great time, right? You try and get people's perspective. And I got some stuff going this week and tonight that I'm trying to do that to myself as well. Like, hey, even when things are bad, they're not that bad. Like, the other people have it. Well, our worst day is a lot better than most people's best day. But there's also some sports perspective that's needed. And I'm not saying anything that you haven't probably heard today, but maybe I'm going to say it in a way in which it resonates. It gives you perspective. When I say greatest of all time, right? Like in basketball, it's a super annoying debate, right? Because you're never going to convince Jordan people that LeBron's better. And LeBron guys, especially a lot of them that didn't grow up watching Jordan play, you're never going to convince them that Jordan was better. You're just not. And, you know, there's Magic somehow doesn't get into the conversation, should. Larry Bird doesn't get into the conversation, should. And those are just the modern day guys. Where do you put Kobe? Like, everybody's got their opinion. And I've always said, like, the perspective should be, hey, man, it's like we did this last week. Kevin Durant was saying LeBron's one of the two or three greatest players ever. And people are like, well, that's a diss. He's coming. Like, really, is it? How many basketball players are there in the history of the sport? He's either the best, the second best, or the third best. That is the opposite of disrespect. That's actually ultimate respect, if you have perspective. So when we think of greatest quarterbacks of all time, the Jordan of my childhood was Joe Montana. Right? Was in 4 Super Bowls, won 4 Super Bowls. Quarterback of, you know, the greatest NFC team, maybe the greatest football team, up until the three-time Super Bowl champion Dallas Cowboys, right? There was the Niners era, then there was the Cowboys era. And we'll get to the Cowboys, the modern-day Cowboys, and their disembowelment of the Vikings yesterday upcoming. And the modern-day GOAT, if you remember, when Peyton Manning retired, especially retiring, winning another Super Bowl, there were a lot of people that considered Peyton Manning the greatest quarterback of all time. We have a tendency to throw around GOAT as if it's a plural. It's not. It's a singular word. Okay? It's a singular word. It's the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio, coming to you from the TireRack.com studios. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Pat Mahomes is in his fifth year as a starter. His fifth. And I'm actually, this is, and I'm like, look, I think Justin Herbert's awesome. I don't know what, I don't know which, it's Emmanuel Acho, he's like, he's got this burr in his saddle about Justin Herbert. They're not in the playoffs again, and everybody says he's great. Like, did we watch last night? Like, again, he wasn't perfect. I don't know why they called a quarterback draw on first down with 31 seconds to go in the game, but, I mean, Justin Herbert is far from the problem with the L.A. Chargers. Far from the problem. Regardless of which, Herbert's tremendous. And the new wave of quarterbacks, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, I think Tua's going to be in that discussion. Lamar Jackson. We're going to have a bigger discussion about not just Jalen Hurts, but running quarterbacks. I want to have that this week. But Pat Mahomes has played in 4 straight AFC Championship games, 2 of the last 4 Super Bowls, and they are trending the way of playing in at least another AFC Championship game against the Bills team that, like, look, had them beat last year and smoked them this year. And I still think the Bills are better. I don't think this is a great Kansas City team. And I don't think they're going to go to a Super Bowl. But that's not even the point. The point is that generally you get better as you get more experience, right? He's always had all the physical tools with his arm. he's a good, he's not a freak athlete, but he's athletic enough to be on the move. Not a statue back there. He moves around. He runs for first downs. He had a great run last night when they were in man coverage. What if, again, this is the perspective part. What if we're watching the greatest guy to ever do it? You know? Because they violate all the rules. You're not supposed to get behind. They get behind all the time. I mean, when they won the Super Bowl, every playoff game they got behind. I mean, they held it down 24-0 to the Houston Texans. No problem. We got Pat Mahomes. Yes, they had Tyreek Hill. He was great. He was great. They don't have now. Pat Mahomes is still great. He was great with a bad defense. He's good with a. He's great with a decent defense. He's great with a good defense. But if every year you start, you get to the AFC Championship game, like, we got to have some perspective on what this cat is doing. What this guy is doing is unbelievable. Like, some of the rips and throws are just filthy. And yet, again, another part of being this great is talking about teammates. Here's Pat Mahomes talking about Travis Kelce.
Being on that sideline is special. To be with those guys, to have the Chiefs Kingdom in the stadium and be a part of this team, it is a special feeling. He's going to keep fighting until the very end. When you see that, I think it not only is impressive for him, but it gets other guys going. I mean, like I say, he's one of the best, not the best tight end of all time, and he's coming to work every single day to get better. And so that shows you whenever you step into the facility, you're like, man, I got to get to work. If this guy's doing it, I have to be able to at least match that. So that leadership that he brings, as well as the play he brings in the field, is special, and it takes a lot off my shoulders.
Here's Andy Reid and the chemistry between Mahomes and Kelce.
We're a part of it, and that's the fun part. You'd like it to last forever, but these guys grow old, and you know, it's not. So what I do is I try to enjoy every minute of it, every play, and their chemistry is ridiculous.
Truly is. We're watching something very, very special. And I know we all know it, and we all sense it, but and as much as we want to sit there and go, dude, no one's ever going to go to 10 Super Bowls again, right? It just feels unattainable, doesn't it? It feels completely unattainable for anyone to conceptualize, think about in any way, somebody going to 10 Super Bowls. Until you realize Mahomes has only been a starter for 4 seasons. He's gone to 2 Super Bowls. Now, that rule, if you, again, this is the math, right? If you spread it out over 20 years, it's not crazy. He's that good. He's that good. And I'm not sure the surrounding talent is all that good. They've had some injuries as well. They figured it out as they've gone. He's under contract. Like, I'm just sitting there going, we might be watching the greatest guy to ever do it. And meanwhile, he's giving the credit to Kelce. He's saying how honored he is to be there. Like, the whole thing. And I watched last night. Obviously, you guys know I'm a Charger fan. It was every game, every big game on repeat. It just was. So much good. So many opportunities. But, man. I mean, Pat Mahomes. They score a touchdown in 1:46, and I tweet out too much time. And it was like, I was thinking the same thing. And there's nothing you could do. It's not like you can sit there and go, like, I mean, second down, guys open the end zone. And he throws an absolute dime, right? It's nothing you can do, but, I mean, Pat Mahomes is otherworldly. Okay, we're keeping an eye on the World Cup. I'm confused here, Byer. So Wales is a country? What is Wales? I don't understand. I truly don't. I'm not in any way. I'll be a little condescending eventually, but does anybody understand? Like, I thought, okay, so England and Wales are different countries, but they're all part of the United Kingdom? Like, how does that
work? Yeah, that works. Yes.
That's exactly it.
Yep.
So are they Puerto Rico?
No.
Like, what are they to us?
Parallel? Would you say Canada? Like, I know it's not continent, but they're not. They're like in a special group. They're in a special clique.
When I watch those crazy videos from the British Parliament, right, where they're all sitting around arguing and they're, I mean, it looks like from the 1700s. Do Wales, are they represented in Parliament?
Not in the English Parliament, would they?
I'm just wondering. I guess I understand. I know. They govern themselves. They have their own army. They have their own navy. They're their own completely own entity. When they pay taxes, it all goes to them. Like, that's their deal. They have their own. Like, what's the capital of Wales? Anybody know?
No.
Right? Like, it's honestly, I know nothing about Wales.
It sounds like you know nothing about the United Kingdom, Doug, to be honest.
Correct.
And what's Great Britain? What makes Great Britain? I think Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales, and England, right? That makes up Great Britain.
Yes.
And they're each countries.
But they're their own countries.
And
so they're like the SEC. They're like the ACC. They're a Conference USA, right? I guess we'd be Conference USA, but they're basically like a conference. And then what is the United Kingdom? What does that word mean? Do they compete together in anything? Where they take each other's players and go all as one, like the Soviet Union used to do? Like how does it all work?
Yeah, I don't think they do. I don't think they play as one. I think they're each individual.
But like, how come Wales only has a soccer team? They don't. They never in the Olympics. They complete as Great Britain, don't they?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
See, I don't. That part doesn't make sense to me. That's what you guys act like I'm an idiot, but I'm like, no. I'm paying attention to this, and I don't understand why in Olympic competition they get to combine forces like Fox Force 5.
They do.
Okay, but in the World Cup, like now, we'll do it ourselves.
Yeah, Rory McIlroy actually had a decision to make if he was going to play for Ireland or Great Britain in the Olympics. He's from Northern Ireland. And so there was actually a split there of who he was going to play for.
Who did he play for?
Ireland. He chose Ireland.
Okay.
I know that Wales' population is that of Los Angeles Metro. Right.
And what's the score?
1-1 U.S.
Yes.
We're up 1-0. Yeah, we're basically like Texas Athletics.
I
got to
tap out here for a second.
Okay,
guys.
I appreciate it. You got to get ready for the thing. Like, the fact that we have not been better at soccer is pretty alarming.
By the way, the capital of Wales is Cardiff.
Is what, Cardiff?
Yes.
Oh.
It's like Scotland, Wales, and one more. Make up Great Britain, like you just said. And then Ireland, make
Wales.
Up the United Kingdom.
All right, I'm learning here, okay? I don't remember that part. Like, I was a good student. I paid attention. I don't remember. I mean, I guess they just don't teach British history did you guys learn this stuff in school or did you just like learn as you went?
I think so, but the one thing that Wales has always been known for me, is the Prince of Wales.
Right.
Yes.
Is Charles. That's where Wales comes into it for me.
But now he's King of England?
Now he's the King of England.
That doesn't make any sense. I'm sitting here, and maybe I'm just too linear and too logical in my thinking. But that don't make no sense. Explain this to me.
Well,
they're different countries, but the prince of one country gets to be the king of a different country?
If you watch The Crown, you'll realize that.
Here you go with The Crown. If you watch The Crown, told you to watch The Crown.
When Charles was made the Prince of Wales, the Wales country was not excited by it because he's not Wales. He is English, like you just said.
He's not Welsh.
He's not Welsh, right, yeah. So therefore, you're right. They're part of the community, but they're not. So he's English, so that's why he's the King of England, but it can be the Prince of Wales. So it's interesting.
I guess. It's just confusing as hell to me. I'm sorry. I don't understand. But
you make a good point, though. You make a good point. They fight as one in the Olympics, but then they break off when it comes to soccer.
Yeah, they want it. They get it both ways. No, seriously.
That's true. Right.
That ain't right. That ain't right. Like, hey, just for this event, for the Olympics, we're not good enough. Let's join forces. You know? There's a lot of that in AAU, I guess. They're like an AAU team. Right, where like in the little tournaments they play by themselves, and the big tournaments they're like, you know what, let's just join up together and make one. But then like soccer, they don't do that? And just too much pride. So we have Wales and England both in our pool?
In fact, yes. We play England next.
No, I know that one. Yeah. That probably is not going to be good for us.
Yeah, they trounced Iran today. They trounced the Persians.
I think there's
Iran.
A clear I don't want to say rival or enemy is Iran. Like, we can all celebrate like that. But this, the Iran U.S. matchup is one that I've been waiting for. Not because I know anything about Iranian soccer, and outside of Pulisic, I don't know anything about U.S. soccer. I do know that, like, if there's a country we would like to see beaten handily, it would be Iran. It would be Iran. The other part is, with so many who have been taken off of Twitter being welcomed back to Twitter, I will tell you, as annoying as that can be, far more annoying soccer guy acting like all of a sudden they're going to break things down on Twitter for us in real time as things go on. Like, I really want the U.S. to advance out of the group stage. That would be cool. And I am going to pay attention to soccer, but I'm not going to call it football. And I'm also not going to read your tweets about some line change or whatever, I don't know, some tactics I don't understand, you know, that I don't understand in a game I'm not watching. And I bring that up because yesterday I woke up and there was tweets about Ecuador. And I'm like, come on, dude, like, you really know Ecuador's club? Saying you know Ecuador's club is like, you know, it's like dude who sees an upset in the first round of the tournament, like, yeah, I know that team. I saw them in the Southern Conference play. I totally knew that was going to happen.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporting handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of hand-cooked tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. I'm broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Pleased to welcome in the Hall of Famer. The great Warren Moon joins us on the Doug Gottlieb Show. I have a lot of quarterback stuff to talk about. Tell me if I'm wrong here, Warren, okay? So in my lifetime, Joe Montana was the greatest, right? And then a lot of people who are of your football acumen and IQ told me that Peyton Manning then was the greatest, right? And there was the, well, Peyton Manning not great in the playoffs, Joe Montana 4-0, whatever. That was the debate. Tom Brady, I mean, there's no question. He's the most successful, and he's become synonymous with the GOAT, right? Nannon is the GOAT. 10 Super Bowls, 7 wins. Incredible. Not necessarily the most talented guy, but the most successful guy, right? Talent, like John Elway had better talent than Joe Montana. And Aaron Rodgers probably has better talent than Tom Brady. Is it possible that Mahomes is both in terms of incredibly elite talent and we're 4 years in, he's been to 4 AFC Championship games, 2 Super Bowls, and it looks like they're on at least a path towards that AFC Championship game again.
Yeah, he's definitely on a great path towards maybe being one of the greatest of all time. He's still got, you know, a lot of career left to play. We don't know what's going to happen over the course of that career, whether it has to do with salary cap implications where he doesn't have the same type of talent and team around him. You know, he's going to lose Travis Kelce at some point down the road. Then it could come down to maybe a major injury, God forbid. So you just never know how a guy's career is going to end, but he's definitely off to a great start as being one of the greatest of all times. And I think it has a lot to do with errors, too. You know, you talk about Joe Montana. He was more back in the late 80s into the early 90s, and then you go to Peyton Manning, who that next maybe 10-year period of time, and Tom Brady's kind of extended it longer than most guys would over the course of a career. But then Patrick Mahomes is now taking it to that next era of great quarterbacks.
All right. Russell Wilson, previous to this year, was mentioned in any conversation of high-level, elite-level quarterbacks. But they had a new play caller yesterday, and they had the same problems. What do you see when you watch Denver play? What's the issues?
Well, I see Russell trying to be a quarterback that he's not. I think he later into his career now, he's 33 years old, that he wants to become more of a pocket passer. He understands he's probably losing some of his mobility and the things that made him special and great earlier in his career. But, you know, at his height, he's going to have a tough time being a guy that can just sit in the pocket all the time. So he's going to have to continue to get on the outside and the edges and create some more plays like that for him to get on the outside as long as he possibly can, because he's going to be hamstrung once he's in the pocket being able to see the whole entire field. I know at my height at 6'3", I had a tough time at times though trying to see over those defensive linemen. So I know him at 5'10 and a half, there's no way he can sit in that pocket and look over the course of the defense, especially in the middle of the football field. He almost eliminates that part of the field because of his height. Most of his throws go anywhere from the numbers to the outside.
Your favorite center you ever played with?
Favorite?
Center.
You know, I played with Kevin Mawai when I was in Seattle, and he's in the Hall of Fame. He was a really good one because not only was he a great player, but he was a great leader. Very emotional, very talkative. So he was a guy that I really enjoyed playing with. I had some really great centers. Bruce Matthews played center for me for a while.
Really?
He was a guy that could play every position on the offensive line and be an all pro. And he was good at center as well. So, yeah, I've had some really good ones down the road.
Okay, so I want to get in this Jeff Saturday discussion for a second, but again, and I've talked about this with a lot of quarterbacks, and Ken, tell me if I'm wrong. Like a quarterback, a center is a unique position, right? Generally, like Bruce Matthews is not that guy, but generally, they're not as athletic as the rest of the offensive linemen. They're a little bit shorter,
right?
And so they got to make up for it with toughness and intelligence, and they also have to be a leader, a vocal leader, not just on the line, but in communicating with you, and then, you know, they're guys that kind of they're kind of leaders in the locker room as well. Is that a fair perspective of what a center actually does, more so than just snap the ball and help with the protections?
Yeah, that's a pretty accurate assertion of what a center does, and he also has to be really quick off the football, because you got to remember he's got to snap it, but also get into contact with some big 325-pound nose guard that's probably right over his head. So yeah, he's got a lot of responsibilities. He's got to make sure he sees everything within that box area so he can make the correct calls to his offensive line, and sometimes depending on the way they do it, to the quarterback, to kind of take some of that pressure off of him. And he's got to be able to see all of that, because there's guys moving around all the time. There's guys coming out of the secondary end of the box. So he's got to be able to focus on all of that and make sure he makes all those correct calls so you get the great protection or you also get the great run blocking.
So when Jeff Saturday got the interim job, what were your immediate thoughts?
Well, it didn't surprise me because I knew him and the owner are very, very close. He's been an advisor to him over the, I think, the last 7-8 years or whatever. So I think the owner was looking for somebody that wasn't connected to the coaching staff that's there right now. He wanted somebody that was kind of out of the box, wasn't all into the analytics, all those different things, and a guy that could lead men. And I think that's what Jeff does, and that's what he's doing there. And he almost pulled off a huge upset on Sunday. He's got that team playing at another level with a little bit more emotion. I think that's kind of what the team needed right now. They probably didn't need some of the same type of people that were in the organization already, because basically you do that, you just staying with the same course of action.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I understand that coaches get really defensive about people who haven't spent time in the profession.
Right.
But every situation is, in fact, different. And in this particular one, because of his ties to the owner, knowledge of the team, as well as, like, look, you play 14 years, that prepares you not completely for coaching, but it gives you a portion of preparation that none of those guys that didn't play in the league could possibly have. Like, I was the only guy saying this, and now people are, I mean, could this thing stick? Could this thing work long term?
You know, you never know. We'll have to wait and see how it plays out the rest of the season. But if this team continues to play up to their expectations, I still think they need a quarterback. I don't think Matt Ryan is the guy going down the road. He's definitely lost, you know, some of his abilities to do the things that used to make him special. But this was a team coming into the season. They were just a quarterback away. You know, they had a great defense. They had a great running game. Just needed that quarterback to solidify everything, and that just hasn't happened. But I think Jeff, because of the way things got off to such a bad negative start, he brings a little bit of enthusiasm into the locker room. He's a really confident guy. I think he knows how to lead people, and that's just kind of what the team needed at this time. He's in an interim basis right now, so we'll see what happens. But I think if things go well the rest of this year, we'll see what happens, but I think they still should go through the process that the Rooney Rule was put in place for, to make sure minorities get an opportunity to at least interview for this job.
No question about it. Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. The great Warren Moon is our guest. I want to play for you Zach Wilson. So obviously Zach Wilson really struggled. 3-3 game. I don't know why you punt and on the field when the other team can't score and it's windy, right? Punt that sucker out of bounds, but they did and they lose the game. So he had a miserable day. Here's the question and the answer after the game.
As an offense, though, I mean, when you guys are only able to score 3 points, the defense only lets up 3 points. I mean, do you feel like you let the defense down at all?
No. You're
one of the greats to ever play this position. When you heard the answer, what do you think?
I think as a quarterback, you've got to take that on yourself, whether you believe in your heart that it was your fault or not. You still take it on. That's kind of part of what you do as a quarterback. And I've done that many, many times throughout my career. I just put it all on my back, take the pressure off the rest of the football team because I know I can handle it. And then we move on from there. And he could have done that and just really shielded all that away from the rest of his football team, took it on, and I think nobody would have really been questioning him today about his play. That if he admits that he didn't play well enough to win the football game, I think people can accept that. But because he didn't, now it opens up all this Pandora's box that we're listening to.
Yeah. What's gone so wrong? What's gone so wrong in Green Bay?
There's just a lot of disconnect there, I think. First of all, I don't know how all in Aaron is to this thing this year. He just doesn't seem to be the same guy that I've seen in the past. Yeah, he has young receivers, but I think those guys are starting to make strides. I think they're starting to come on later in the year now that they're starting to get their feet up under them, not thinking as much. I think he put a lot of pressure on those young guys early in the year by always talking about how many passes they've dropped and different things like that. So I think a lot of times those young receivers went into games with a lot of more pressure on their backs than they should have had. So him not being around the offseason, I think, was a problem. I think he could have created more chemistry with those guys and more confidence in them if he would have been around a little bit more. And they're just not playing up to their expectations on the defensive side of the ball either. I think everybody expected their defense to carry them for a while until these young guys came up to speed, but that's not happening either. So, yeah, there's a big disconnect there from what I think they expected going into the season.
It's crazy. What about the Eagles? I know you said they almost pulled off the upset. And look, Jalen Hurts was great down the stretch. A couple huge runs, that big called quarterback draw, a couple called runs, a good throw. Like, you know, they scored 10 points, come from behind and win. But it does feel like teams are figuring them out. Is that what you see?
Yeah, I think they have to get A.J. Brown a little bit more involved in the offense. I haven't seen him do very much the last few weeks. I think when you're a team that's you know, considered one of the best in the NFC, you're going to get everybody's best shot, especially coming into Indy on the road this week. Indianapolis coming off of a big win with Jeff coming in as coach and maybe came in excited about this game as well. I think Jordan Davis not being in their lineup has really hurt Philadelphia from a run standpoint. Teams are running the football on them now and controlling the time of possession. So I think that's hurt them a lot too. I think when they get him back into the lineup, it's going to help their defense and get their other team's offense off the field faster, give their offense more opportunities. But when you're a team that's, you know, considered one of the best, you're going to get everybody's best effort. But as long as you continue to keep winning games, that's the main thing.
Yeah. Warren, we always talk hoops when you come on. I know you're you love the Lakers and watch them.
Love it.
So the Lakers, let me get this straight here. And I actually, Schroeder was good last night. They got a win. I've been telling people, all reports were he had a great summer with Germany, and that's going to give them some scoring pop. But Westbrook hasn't been the problem since coming off the bench, yet they're still not winning. What's the problem?
Shooting. In this league today, you look at the Golden State Warriors the other day. They had three guys that hit 23 threes in a ball game, and they've got other guys on that team, you know, that can hit threes. And the Lakers just don't have any consistent 3-point shooting. And I don't care how many setups that LeBron can give guys when he drives to the hoop and gives guys open shots, they've got to hit those shots. And I think that's their biggest flaw right now, not hitting threes, and then they've got to play much better defense. You can't give up, you know, 120, 30 points a night. The other night they only gave up 92 points, so I don't know what happened on defense that night, but that's the type of effort that they need on the defensive side. But they've got to make a move still and get a couple of more shooters on that basketball team if they want to go any further this year.
I would agree with you. Warren, I hope you're well, man. Have a great Thanksgiving. I just love hearing you talk about football. Thank you so much for being our guest.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Doug. Yeah, same to you with a great Thanksgiving and stay safe, all right?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
What up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show? Hope you're having a great day. Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Happy Thanksgiving week. We got hoop games on. We got a soccer match on. And do we end in a tie? Is that what happened? Kissing our sister. That's what we're doing. So let's get a quick score update. Dan Beyer just gave us the update, but I believe they're shaking hands. They just go final, Dan? Is that correct?
Yes, just went final. Wales scoring again in the 82nd minute on a penalty kick from Gareth Bale to pull Wales even. And there was nothing after that. U.S. and Wales finish in a 1-1 draw. 1 point for each in Group B. U.S. will take on England coming up on Friday on Fox 2 Eastern.
So two teams advance out of the group, right?
Yes.
Okay. And everybody assumes they're all going to beat Iran.
Yes.
Okay. So it's going to come down, obviously if we could beat England. Wales, England, that sounds like a bit of a rivalry. Is it the Welsh? Is it Welsh? Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Do the Welsh hate England? Or does England, I know Ireland and Northern Ireland. I know, obviously, there's been a war. There's contention there. I don't know of the relationship between the Welsh and, are they the Brits? Is that what we do?
I think it's English, right?
Yeah. The English? The English. Do we know the relationship between the Welsh and the English?
I think they're all pretty provincial, each of them, right? They're just proud of their town. But this was an upset. I want to say, and help me if I'm right here, if I'm wrong. The United States was favored. I think they were a minus 175. The Welsh were a plus 225, and a draw was a plus 150. So this is an upset. The United States should have won this.
That's what I say. We're Texas sports, right? There's just no logical reason that those countries should be competitive with us. There's no way, right? A country of 350 million people, diverse as can be, right? People from all over the world, and an incredible investment on youth sports, right? And by the way, soccer remains the number one participation sport in the United States. I understand that there's a difference between participation and raising elite soccer players. I totally get it. Okay? But I just want to point out, it's not like no one plays it. You're like, but a country of 350 million people, and you said that Wales has the population roughly the same as L.A. metro area.
Los Angeles, yeah.
Which is how many?
I think it's 3.5 to 4 million.
I mean, come on. That's Hoosiers, right? We're South Bend Central, they're Hoosiers. That's crazy. We're not good. and as much as every year we just get pat of the round, we're just not very good at that.
The cool thing is there's just now tons of soccer experts on social media that you didn't know that you were following.
Yes.
Since it's been 8 years since the U.S. was in the World Cup. But
God, I love you, Dan. We're exactly the same. Like, wait a second, dude. You write about college football. Now all of a sudden you're like, well, you know, the tactics are.
There are some people. John Ramos has been a longtime soccer coach. Mike Lingard is a diehard soccer fan. I know that here at Fox Sports Radio. There are people who just come out of the woodwork. This would annoy me about the Masters too, because it happens just all
everybody's like, yeah, you know, he should use a six. He's a seven. He should use a six.
Oh my goodness. It is just so annoying. Hearing up, should have been a win. This is going to have to at least tie England now. Ooh, that's a tough draw. Feels like a loss. This is all.
I think it's when they talk about the tactics. You know, their tactics. And what are they doing there? The tactics are like.
I saw one that said, when you pull a guy down in the penalty box, I mean, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's called a penalty kick. That's exactly right.
Here's another. Titans wave Josh Lambeau. Like, what are you people talking about, you know? No, but it is. It is absurd.
It is totally absurd. I have a couple other, like, and I want to get to the Dallas Cowboys because what they did is absurd. It's Doug Gottlieb Show. We're live at the TireRack.com studios. This is so much fun. So much fun. I'm so glad Dan brought this up because I tweeted out this exact thing or a similar thought over the weekend. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It's so annoying. We do a segment on the In the Bonus podcast, which is live at the top of next hour. And I didn't include it, but tomorrow it's pretty obvious. All these soccer experts. I don't even like the way soccer is covered. Right? That's the whole thing. Like, we cover it the same way that the Brits cover it and the rest of the world covers it with their emotion and their energy was just better. Like, that's why they won, because their emotion and their energy? Like, give me some, like, the thing about how I view sports, what I love is, I mean, I love Orlovsky's breakdowns. When somebody draws up like, oh, or did you see the two Chargers run into each other last night around the goal line? That was a very Charger moment. Did you guys see that? Like, I love that. I love, circle that one. Yeah. And then basketball, like, same thing. Like, they just talk about the energy and the emotion and the tactics. Where, like, explain to me how this all happened, because it just looked like they were kicking the ball back and forth. But then you have a soccer guy who's like, yeah, I played soccer in college and hacky sack and ultimate. Yeah. I was on scholarship for ultimate, but I was on the soccer team. Anyway, classic. Have you guys ever heard of the 180 that Cowherd did on soccer? It's great. Somebody's old takes exposed has got to get. He used to just crush soccer. And, you know, only people who care about soccer are named Kobe, and like he went through like all of the standard, you know, all the standard Blaine, all the standard names or whatever, and now he's like Mr. Soccer Guy. He'll spend several parts talking about soccer. I'm not going to spend any, cause we stink. And you're like, we don't stink. We're in the World Cup. We caught, like, dude, we have 350 million people. We're one of the most. We're of the ones with diversity. We're, you know, with diverse cultures that enjoy soccer, we're incredibly affluent, and we spend our money on sports, right? On youth sports especially. And yet we stink. Let's just kind of be honest. We've never done well in this event because we're not good. And then, like you said, Dan, like, we pretend to care. So, and I know, I mean, I'm not going to give away names, but I do know a football Hall of Famer's son who was like at 12 years old, was on track to go to Barcelona or Estudiantes, or their junior program, and he was just like, Dad, I hate soccer. It's boring. You know? I mean, that's just what we run into. Just so different. So different. Yes, John Ramos.
It's interesting. It's almost the opposite. Remember how we used to dominate so much in basketball, right? In the Olympics and all that stuff, and all the other countries kind of caught up to us, you know.
Right.
And it's the opposite, though, Phil, in soccer, where we haven't caught up to the other countries. We're still far behind.
We're Texas sports. Like, if you come to our country, you're like, how are they not better? It doesn't make any sense. You know? I mean, pick. Like, can you imagine Tyreek Hill? Tyreek Hill, if taught to play soccer at a young age and stuck with it. Like, no disrespect to Messi, but come on. Tyreek Hill or Messi, that's a wrap. Right? But Messi, Messi's tiny, but the refined skill is ridiculous. Ridiculous. They pass it around like they throw it around like they're wearing baseball mitts on their feet and they catch it. We stink. We stink. And it doesn't, and every year it's the coach and the tactics and who they choose and who they don't. No, it's not. Micah Parsons, I think, is the best player in football. That's my opinion. Byers, is that a hot take? Like, I think Mahomes is going to win. Mahomes is going to win the MVP. Jalen Hurts will be, I'm sure, part of the discussion because of their record. Mahomes going to win the MVP. But, I mean, guys, I'm not crazy sitting here going, if I said Micah Parsons is I could do the unquestionably the best player in the best player in the game. It's I could absolutely make an argument for it, couldn't I?
Absolutely. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, he's amazing. But the great thing about the Cowboys being legit right now, remember, we still have 7 games left. A lot of football. They play Thursday. And I did like what Jerry said, like that we've been through adversity, might be some more adversity. That's right. Somebody's going to get hurt. That's what happens. It's football. They were awesome yesterday. You know? Still no one trusts Mike McCarthy in a big game to make big decisions. Dak was outstanding yesterday, but he's had plenty of stinkers. And Parsons is great, but he's just one player, and it's gonna be interesting. Be very interesting. But they have an unbelievably dominating defensive player in Parsons. I mean, he is ridiculous. And the offense is good. It's good. It's a good group in terms of like you got Tony Pollard, who you can hand it to him, and he's almost better if you throw it to him. Obviously, you have a unique talent in a CeeDee Lamb, but it's a good offense. I'm not in love with Dak. I'm not in love with anything outside of maybe CeeDee Lamb offensively, but there's a lot of good there. And then the defense is a little bit better, and then you combine the fact that it has Micah Parsons, who's an elite level freak. The other part to it is this is why I really enjoy the Cowboys winning in November. Is because it makes when the Cowboys lose in January even more sweet. This is. I think everybody should be cheering for the Cowboys because then you have somebody to root for and to cheer when they lose once we get to January. Ramos, would you do that? Would you, as a Ram fan, would you cheer for the Cowboys to be good, knowing that they're going to lose or hoping that they're going to lose early in the playoffs?
Sure. Sure, why not? I mean, that seems like the ultimate fall is when you lose in the playoffs, right? Because you're expected to win. I've never been – I shouldn't – as a Rams fan, I'm not a fan of the Cowboys. They would beat the Rams pretty good in the 70s and 80s and in the playoffs, for that matter, and it's just never a fan of them. So, yeah, definitely root for them to win and then be beaten in the playoffs. Yes.
By the way, Ronald Helfrich – chimes in on the Facebook page. That's the Doug Gottlieb fan Facebook page. Wales, like Scotland and Ireland, was conquered by England. Eventually, Northern Ireland was separated from Ireland because it was dominated economically, politically, and culturally by the Protestants. The Prince of Wales is the English king or queen heir apparent. England is its own place. Aristocrats, not cats, that's a movie, are in position of power in areas it conquered. Wales is semi-autonomous, just like Scotland. I'm still kind of confused here. Semi-autonomous? You're either autonomous or you're not autonomous, aren't you? Is there a way to be semi-autonomous? Feels
half
like
and half milk.
Yeah, well, no, it feels like pre-boarding.
Okay, pre-boarding.
We're now going to welcome pre-boarding. Wait, how do you board the plane before you board the plane? Don't you board the plane? semi-autonomous is not autonomous at all. No, no, no. We're autonomous. You can do it all by yourself? No. Then you're not autonomous. That's not actually even close to how it works. Not even close.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.